Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 Pensacola Right Now. This is News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Kind of a hit and miss pop-up shower type of Wednesday afternoon. Did have some showers moving through the area here. It looks like it's backing off a little bit. What does this mean? Austin Price coming up in about 3 minutes with today's forecast and into the evening. Also, he'll throw in the five-day forecast for you as well. But let's go ahead and jump in and take a look at three important things you really need to know this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
While one transitional housing program closes its doors, a new program is set to launch up in August. Maxwell Respite Center will officially close those doors on June 30th. The new tenant, Overflow Health Alliance, will introduce a new program called Roots, or Reclaiming Our Own Transitional Stability. OHA will provide transitional housing, workforce development, skills training, and primary medical care services right there at the corner of North Palafox and Maxwell Streets.
And a second of your top three stories this afternoon. U.S. Navy Commander Stephanie Beal is the new executive officer of NAS Whiting Field in Milton. Beal's a native of San Diego. She assumes command as the primary overseer of the base's daily operations, training, and discipline, and ensures smooth coordination of personnel while enforcing security protocols and maintaining readiness.
Okay, and here's your third story. This just coming in this afternoon. This is a pretty fresh story I want to let you know about. FDLE continues to uncover how deep Pace Pharmacy's alleged illegal drug ring goes. The recent arrest of the pharmacy's owners has uncovered alarming allegations. Stephen and Monique Berklow were rearrested on June 23rd, showing that Stephen Berklow allegedly used the identity of numerous local doctors to write himself prescriptions. Agents found at least 30 different controlled medications, all allegedly written by Stephen Berklow, using multiple doctors' names from Santa Rosa and Escambia counties.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we got time for a couple of these here. The Gulf of America Homeland Security Task Force arrested 37 people at a construction site for the new Gulf Shores High School yesterday. The operation involved collaboration with local law enforcement agencies, including the Orange Beach PD, Gulf Shores PD, and Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. Details about the charges or reasons for the arrests have not yet been disclosed.
Well, summertime travel, the pattern's getting into full swing here. And if you think the parking lots at Pensacola International Airport are getting more crowded, by golly, you're right, you're not alone. Airport Director Matt Coughlin says things kind of busy.
So we're pretty full. If I were to look at, I get a daily status report. We're in the 80 percentile for filling all our lots. We haven't had to turn anyone away. We only opened that one up off what we call McAllister. If we go to capacity, then we'll open that. But we haven't had to open that.
Another project to be done is the rehabilitation of the east-west runway, which will be closed. That will begin shutting down in October. Forget this, almost a year, 320 days. Oof. 415, yeah, really. 415, Austin Price has a look at weather and local traffic conditions together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates available at whitesandselectric.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Also have some on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound. If you're approaching Softly Field Road, be on the lookout for that. In fact, we also have issues on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound where you're fixing to meet Michigan Avenue. So a few problems in Pensacola, most of which we're used to, but some newer areas. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway. This is going to be giving you trouble if you're traveling east or westbound near Highway 87. We do have an accident report in that area causing backups. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees right now. Going to be a low of 76 tonight. Slight rainfall chances will bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 93, low of 76. And today's History of the Blue Angels brought to you by Calvert's in the Heights.
There have been many changes of command in the U.S. Navy in many different places, but the 1954 change of command that marked Lieutenant Commander Hawkins turning over command of the Blue Angels to Lieutenant Commander Zeke Cormier in February of 1954 was something special. In the skies over NAS New Orleans, at an altitude of 800 feet and a speed of 600 miles per hour, Lieutenant Commander Hawkins led his men in diamond formation, with Lieutenant Commander Cormier slightly behind and below. On signal, Cormier, the new leader, pulled up from the rear and into a loop. The Diamond then started their loop and at 1,200 feet broke formation with each member doing a roll and continuing the loop. At the top of the loop, at about 6,000 feet, Hawkins rolled out and flew away. The three wingmen continued their loops, joined Cormier at the bottom in the Diamond formation, and passed over the flight line with their new leader. Hawkins came back alone at 800 feet for one final pass over the crowd as a Blue Angel, and the aerial change of command was complete. During the 10th anniversary year of 1956, the Blue Angels made their first appearance on foreign soil, or is that foreign airspace, in Toronto, Canada. This show was in addition to 44 other shows across the United States. By year's end, millions had seen the flight exhibition team in person on television programs such as Navy Log and Mickey Mouse Club Newsreel or the Cinerama production Cinerama Holiday. It was clear that the Blue Angels had fulfilled their mission to bring the Navy to the people. In the middle of the 1957-58 season, the Blue Angels transitioned from the F9-F8 Cougar to the supersonic afterburner-equipped F11A Tiger. Such a mid-season transition was a difficult process considering that, for a period of about 3 months, it was necessary for the pilots to devote all available time between air shows to familiarize themselves with their new jets while flying their old Cougars for each public performance. This required tremendous concentration because there was considerable difference in control pressures and sensitivity, trim changes, and power requirements between the two aircraft. But the transition was successful, and the Blue Angels completed their season in the new Tigers with the unanimous opinion that they looked better than ever. I'll be back with more after this.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
The Blue Angels would fly the F-11A Tigers for the next decade. That and more next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Coming up on the 4th of July is the free Pensacola Fireworks presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget. You can also listen to the Symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Indonesia, Poland, and Hungary. What do they all have in common? Well, they were all in the spaceship today.
I was about to say, I hope you weren't expecting me to answer.
They were the astronauts, the first actually in decades on a private flight to the International Space Station. Fox's Jonathan Serre has more from the Kennedy Space Center.
Four more astronauts are on the way to the International Space Station. The Axiom 4 mission launched crew members from Hungary, Italy, and Poland under the leadership of former NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson.
We had an incredible ride uphill, and now we like to set our course for the International Space Station aboard the newest member of the Dragon fleet, our spacecraft named Grace.
Whitson says she and the crew chose the name Grace because spaceflight is not just a feat of engineering, but a benefit for all humanity. They plan to spend 2 weeks on the space station conducting medical research and other studies before returning to Earth with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. At Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis has signed Senate Bill 118 that could facilitate the establishment of President Donald Trump's presidential library in the Sunshine State. The legislation passed during the spring session prevents local governments from imposing restrictions on presidential libraries and grants the state authority to regulate their creation and operation.
Okay, so you're getting ready to load the car up. You're getting ready to head down to Orlando. You're getting ready to spend some time with your family. You got everything packed. Just don't forget to pack the bee killer material.
Ooh.
I say this because killer bees are now in Central and South Florida, along with alligators, Burmese pythons, and Asian needle ants. Now those bees are spreading across the state. Africanized honeybees, often referred to as those killer bees, are attacking people, livestock, and pets. At least 13 states have reported Africanized honeybees. And in the South, guess what? Florida has the most.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
And New Jersey Congresswoman LaMonica McIver has pleaded not guilty to assault charges stemming from her visit to a Newark detention center. The Democrat who represents Newark is charged with forcibly impeding ICE officers in the May 9th incident. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka was also initially arrested at the time, but he was later cleared.
President Trump, he's at the NATO summit in the Netherlands. I saw his presser today at noon. It's quite an amusing show to watch sometimes. He has a fun time with those reporters, let me tell you. There was this one reporter from CNN. He looks at him and goes, you're not good. Get out of here.
Yikes.
Only Trump can get away with this, let me tell you. So, too, Fox's Jonathan Savage is in the Netherlands this afternoon.
At this summit, the wishes of the U.S. president are setting the agenda. The main topic for today's leaders' meeting is President Donald Trump's personal priority, getting allies to spend a lot more of their GDP on defense.
I said you're going to have to lift it to 4% or 5%.
A position supported by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
A shift of the burden from the U.S. more to the Canadians and the Europeans, which I think is fair.
But things have the potential to go off track. Not every member wants to spend that much money on their military, and divisions over Ukraine and Israel might emerge. In The Hague, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Yeah, just wait till they start dropping the bombs, you know, and then, we need your help.
That's typically how it goes.
It sure is. 424, News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money this afternoon, and Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks taking a breather after Tuesday's rally and ending mixed as an Israel-Iran ceasefire appears to be holding in investors' digested remarks from Fed Chair Jerome Powell during his second day of congressional testimony. Powell stressing that the central bank is still studying the effects of President Trump's tariffs before deciding on interest rate cuts. Tech stocks were among the gainers, lifting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, while consumer staples lagged. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Visa, Travelers, and McDonald's. The Dow falling 107 points, the NASDAQ higher by 61. S&P 500 was flat. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Still got those backups on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87. That's in both the east and westbound lanes. There was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues on I-10. There was a crash reported on I-10 East as you're passing Pine Forest Road, so be on the lookout for that. Luckily, it's just minor congestion at this time. Last major spot's going to be I-10 westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for your local weather, sitting at 83 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Your rainfall chances will bleed into Thursday, where the high will be 93 and the low will be 76.
All right, we'll take you local to a national snapshot here. Millions of Americans bracing for severe storms across the Midwest as forecasters warn of a ring of fire pattern. Fox Weather's Steve Bender has more on the weather.
This is all attached to that heat dome that's in place. The temperatures spread along the East Coast, mid to upper 90s. Actually feels like north of 105. That heat index in some of these locations there in Charlotte, 106. This is brutal, but that high pressure is going to drift towards the southwest, and that opens up that opportunity for that ring of fire. Now, for us in the Northeast, we're going to benefit from that shift as the temperatures drop. Notice 69 on Friday. It never felt so good after a heat wave like this. Why we call it ring of fire, the upper air pattern, all the storms forms a ring.
And the Trump administration is suing federal judges in Maryland over an order that blocks the immediate removal of any detained immigrant who requests a court hearing. The Justice Department filed a lawsuit against the chief judge of the U.S. District Court in Maryland and the court's other judges, claiming that the order interferes with the executive branch's powers. The administration has asked for a court ruling that would make the order unlawful, as well as an injunction to stop its enforcement.
4:27 afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Let me go back in here with kind of the weather motif, if you will. Hundreds of first responders going through swift water and flood training facility each year to learn water rescue training. Well, Fox's Weather's Katie Byrne is in Oriskany, New York this afternoon with more on the program.
We're at one of the nation's top training centers where first responders learn how to rescue people in fast-moving water. This state-of-the-art swift water facility has a river simulation, and we're watching New York State Police dive teams jump in and test their swimming skills. About 700 first responders are getting this experience here each year. Pablo Davis runs the complex. He says this kind of controlled environment helps these students get more reps in than they would in a natural river.
This gives us an awful lot of opportunity and flexibility to create different rapids, to bring in outside instructors, to learn from them, to innovate and develop new programs and courses.
They get requests to train people from all over the world here in Oriskany, New York. Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
Well, the site of the worst commercial nuclear accident in U.S. history will be roaring back to life soon as the reactor at Three Mile Island near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, will soon start generating power from Microsoft under a 20-year agreement. Back in 1979, a partial meltdown of the Unit 2 reactor core caused national panic. Three Mile Island has been renamed the Crane Power Plant.
You know, I've been up there many times, and when you look at the three towers from Three Mile, it's spooky looking.
It's eerie, yeah.
It really is eerie looking. Hey, let me just take you a little bit further. You know, they had the mayoral campaign in New York City, the Democratic.
Yes.
Boy, there's a lot of confusion up there about this. Some lawmakers are expressing concerns over a newly elected New York City Democrat mayoral candidate, Zoran Mamdani. As Trump says, he's 100% communist. This guy is just totally. Nate Foy is reporting from Manhattan this afternoon. He's in New York City.
The response from Republican lawmakers is exactly what you would expect it to be. Many are very concerned about his socialist ideas. The allegations of anti-Semitism continue, but the criticism is not only coming from the Republican Party. It's also coming from within the Democratic Party, with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries congratulating Mamdani today, but refusing to endorse him, at least not yet. Democratic Congresswoman Laura Gillen went a step further. She's from Long Island and criticized Mamdani on X, writing, quote, "Socialist Zoran Mamdani is too extreme to lead New York City. Mr. Mamdani has called to defund the police and has demonstrated a deeply disturbing pattern of unacceptable anti-Semitic comments."
And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer back on Capitol Hill after being treated for dehydration this morning. A spokesperson for the 74-year-old New York Democrat said he was at the Senate gym when he got lightheaded. He was taken to the hospital for treatment out of an abundance of caution. But the spokesperson added that the senator wants to remind everyone to drink some water and stay out of the heat.
You see, he just realized that there are some ramifications to exercise.
Yeah. Okay. He turned it into a lesson.
Absolutely. Scabby County has jobs, not enough applicants to fill current vacancies in its roads department. County Administrator West Marino saying the county roads department is understaffed, underfunded, and undermanned. Mm. Marino says they are actively taking applications. I think it's about 18 something an hour they start off with.
Okay.
Okay, we got sports coming up in about 5 minutes for you. Hold on for that. Thanks for listening. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The ceasefire between Israel and Iran appears to be holding. Fox's Greg Palcott is in Tel Aviv.
On this first full day of the pause, it's been quiet here in Tel Aviv, except for the hubbub of the city. Restrictions on work, school, and gatherings have been lifted.
President Trump yesterday expressed anger at both countries, especially Israel, after they launched missiles at each other after the ceasefire was announced. The prosecution and defense have rested their cases in the sex trafficking trial of rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Closing arguments are expected to begin tomorrow. Fox's CB Cotton has more.
For more than 6 weeks now, prosecutors have argued Sean Diddy Combs used his fame and intimidation to create a sex crime ring. Diddy faces 5 total counts, the most serious charge, racketeering conspiracy.
Jury deliberations will likely begin on Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with ECUA about some financial savings they've gotten purchasing trucks for about $100,000 less than they had been paying before. Also, beginning the recycling process with the city of Pensacola. Airport Director Matt Coughlin tells us how the projects around the airport are going. And another episode of Milton City Council Melodrama Theater. Who pays the defense for a lawsuit brought against a sitting city council member for not producing their public records? You can listen to all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
She's a lot like you, the dangerous type. She's a lot like you.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, first up, while one transitional housing program closes its doors, a new program is set to launch in August. Maxwell Respite Center will officially close on June 30th. The new tenant, Overflow Health Alliance, will introduce a new program called ROOTS. That's an acronym for Reclaiming Our Own Transitional Stability. OHA will provide transitional housing, workforce development, skills training, and primary medical care services at the corner of North Palafox and Maxwell Street.
Okay, here's your second story. A little mention here about some changes over at NAS Whiting Field. U.S. Navy Commander Stephanie Bill is the new executive officer of Whiting Field in Milton. Bill, a native of San Diego, assumes command as the primary overseer of the base daily operations, training and discipline, ensuring smooth coordination of personnel while enforcing security protocols and maintaining readiness.
All right, and your third and final top story this afternoon. FDLE continues to uncover how deep Pace Pharmacy's alleged illegal drug ring goes. The recent arrest of the pharmacy's owners has uncovered alarming allegations. Stephen and Monique Burklow were arrested again on June 23rd, showing that Stephen Burklow allegedly used the identity of numerous local doctors to write himself prescriptions. Agents found at least 30 different controlled medications, all allegedly written by Stephen, using multiple doctors' names from Santa Rosa and Escambia counties.
Here's your top local story. This hour.
Okay, an annual audit of Citizens, they're the insurer of last resort for Florida, showing that the company's financial health has turned the corner.
Up until this point, since I've been on this board, we've been in crisis mode.
Yep.
And it's been about glide path, getting rate, tort reform, fixing things, and we're in a spot to do that.
Well, that's board member Charlie Lidecker. He's saying thanks to 2022's litigation reform and depopulation of thousands of policyholders, company is financially stable. Despite the policy cutbacks, Citizens is still the primary property insurer in the state of Florida.
And a Pensacola woman is facing charges for a crash that killed a two-month-old infant last year. 23-year-old Michaela Aaliyah Thomas was arrested yesterday on charges of DUI, negligent manslaughter, aggravated manslaughter of a child, and contributing to the delinquency, dependency, or need of services of a minor. Officials say Thomas was driving west on Jackson Street with an unrestrained two-month-old child in April of last year when she crashed into a sedan that was backing out of a driveway. FHP said Thomas was intoxicated at the time.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Center field. Down for a hit. De La Cruz scores and the Reds win. The lash by Lux. The Reds secure the series against the Yankees. Cincinnati has won 12 of 17. It's a walk-off winner for Gavin Lux.
On FanDuel Sports Network Ohio, the Reds beat the Yankees 5-4 in 11 innings. Cincinnati scored twice in the 11th to win it. New York had led 3-0 until the Reds scored three times in the 7th inning. Shohei Ohtani hit his 27th home run. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 9-7. Combined with his production in Japan's Nippon Professional Baseball, Ohtani now has 300 career home runs. In 22 games this month, the Dodgers have scored 11 come-from-behind wins. L.A. trailed Colorado 2-0. The Dodgers remained one game behind the Tigers for the best record in baseball. Detroit won at home, 11-4 over the Athletics. The NL East leading Phillies lost 1-0 to the Astros on Cooper Hummel's solo home run of the eighth inning. Philadelphia still leads the East by a game and a half over the Mets, who were beaten by the Braves, 7-4. Angels rookie Christian Moore hit a game-tying home run against the Red Sox in the eighth inning and then a two-run walk-off blast in the 10th to beat Boston 3-2. The Red Sox have lost four straight. Garrett Crochet had 10 strikeouts in the loss. Ahead of the first round of the NBA draft tonight, more trades went down yesterday. The Celtics, who had acquired Anfernee Simons from the Trailblazers in a deal for Drew Holiday Monday, yesterday dealt center Kristaps Porzingis to the Hawks in a three-team trade with the Nets. Boston is also sending a second-round draft pick to Atlanta. The Celtics get Georges Niang from the Hawks and a second-round pick. The Nets get Terrence Mann from the Hawks and the 22nd overall selection in tonight's draft. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the new generation of basketball stars will be announced tonight when the NBA draft tips off in New York. The first round of the draft begins tonight at 7 p.m. with the Dallas Mavericks in possession of the top pick. The expectation is for the Mavericks to select Duke freshman Cooper Flagg. Rutgers stars Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey are also expected to be taken early.
Hey, Cooper got hurt, didn't he, towards the end of the season?
In the ACC tournament, yeah.
Yeah, I thought he did. Okay, California, a little bit of trouble here, as usual, as we're seeing recently. It all is about the Title IX violations, alleging Yikes. The state is discriminating against women and girls. Christian Goodwin has more from Los Angeles.
The Department of Education revealing investigations found California's Education Department and the California Interscholastic Federation violated Title IX by allowing transgender athletes to compete in girls' sports, giving the state 10 days to agree to changes or face legal action from the Justice Department. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says the Trump administration will relentlessly enforce Title IX protections, which require schools to ensure equal opportunities for girls. California Governor Gavin Newsom's office saying in a statement it wouldn't be a day ending in Y without the Trump administration threatening to defund California. Now Secretary McMahon is confusing government with her WrestleMania days, dramatic, fake, and completely divorced from reality, adding, "This won't stick." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, the Chicago White Sox issuing a ban for a fan who made negative comments towards one of their players. Are you familiar with this story, Austin?
I did hear about this earlier today.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's Jared Max with more.
While athletes often tell reporters they don't hear comments made from spectators in the crowd, it was not the case at a baseball game Tuesday in Chicago, where the White Sox hosted the Diamondbacks. Arizona's Ketel Marte was batting in the seventh inning when a 22-year-old fan yelled something at him that later drew Marte to tears on the field. The verbal assault about Marte's deceased mother, who was killed in a car accident 8 years ago. The fan was ejected from the game and now has been indefinitely banned from Wrigley Field in Chicago. Diamondbacks manager Torey Lovullo, who requested the fan get ejected, said, "I just reacted as a dad would when I went out to change pitchers. I could see he was sobbing. It hurt. I told him I love you and I'm with you and we're all together and you're not alone. No matter what he said or what you heard, that guy's an idiot." Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Galifianakis.
available the Sports Minute. New Florida State quarterback Thomas Castellanos told Pete Nakos when the Seminoles play Alabama to open up the college football season that without Nick Saban, he doesn't fear the Crimson Tide and he doesn't see how Alabama stops him. Yesterday, I talked to star South Carolina QB Lenore Sellers, and he disagreed with Castellanos, making it clear that Alabama is still a force to be reckoned with. Castellanos can do all the talking he wants for now, but can the quarterback who was benched by Yes Boston College last season back it up? My guess is he won't be able to come August 30th. I'm Zach Kell.
Uber Eats has deals all summer long. Get Burger King, Subway, Popeyes, and hundreds more local favorites and savor every last bite. That sounds like a good summer. Order now on Uber Eats. Terms apply. Product availability varies by region. See app for details.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list, I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Here's today's health news.
Well, researchers are working to turn a deadly fungus into a potent cancer-fighting compound. According to a study published in Nature, researchers at the University of Pennsylvania recently used Aspergillus flavus after isolating a new class of molecules from it in a test against leukemia cells, and it resulted in those cells being killed. So regardless of the confusing name, it seems like it can work wonders, Chris.
And you see what is exciting about that? We don't know if it's right or wrong, what you just said.
I will just have to take your word for it.
One of the federal government's expert panels on vaccine policy meeting today, with newly appointed members who critics say are biased against the use of childhood vaccines. Here's Eben Brown with more.
New members of the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will meet today for the first time in this role. This is the CDC's expert group that makes recommendations, along with a similar panel at the Food and Drug Administration, about which vaccines should be administered and when. On the panel now are appointees by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr., many who have openly expressed doubts on vaccine safety or effectiveness. The agenda for the two-day-long meeting includes discussions on COVID and flu vaccines and a new product that bundles the chickenpox vaccine in with the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, shot. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, keeping you really connected with health issues here, Democratic members of Congress have accused Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. of causing people to die. Jessica Rosenthal has more on his testimony before a House committee.
New Jersey Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone said Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s cuts to HHS have caused chaos.
By canceling funding grants, rescinding billions of dollars in obligated funding, firing thousands of civil servants, and eliminating entire agencies.
He said Kennedy's stance on vaccines will result in people's deaths. Washington Congresswoman Kim Schreier accused RFK Jr. of lying during his confirmation hearing.
I will lay all responsibility for every death from a vaccine-preventable illness at your feet.
But when he pointed out how much Pallone's received in donations from pharmaceutical companies, he was told he had impugned the reputation of a member of Congress. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
My. 445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together. All right, what's happening? Looks like it's clearing up a bit now.
Yes, indeed it is. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special. That's why they double all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cash Back Match. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Yes, Chris, looking at the, we'll look at the roads here. They're looking pretty clear. We do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but we also have another wave of it as you continue westbound towards exit 7, that's Pine Forest Road. We did have an accident reported there earlier this hour. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road itself, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and still got some backups on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87 because of a previously reported accident. As for your local weather, 83 degrees here, low of 76. We are still going to have some rainfall chances later this evening that will bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be a very crisp 93.
Okay, high temps continue for the eastern U.S., but changes are coming. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
The extremely dangerous heat hangs on for one more day after shattering records yesterday, especially across the Northeast. Temperatures will begin to relax on Thursday, especially for the Midwest and the East Coast. The cold front helping to break the heat will bring the risk of stronger storms and heavy rain for sections of the Midwest, the Upper Mississippi Valley, and the Great Lakes region. And there are flooding concerns for parts of the Southwest and the Plains today. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Last week, the average interest rate for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages increased to 6.88% from 6.84%, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Rates have moved in a roughly 25 basis point range, just around and below 7% since early April. Bumble shares rallied more than 26% today after the dating app company revealed in a securities filing that it does intend to cut 30% of its workforce. The layoffs will result in upwards of $18 million in charges for the company. A huge swath of Americans feel under pressure to earn the big bucks simply to keep pace with the rising cost of living, according to a new survey. A Bankrate poll found that nearly half of respondents think they need to earn at least $100,000 a year to live comfortably. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow falling more than 100 and the Nasdaq up by 61 points. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 447, News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Well, of course, we always try to make sure that you're well abreast of especially mortgage rate changes in terms of numbers. The numbers kind of really staying off the high level this time around. Sure is. Let me give you the rates. Slightly lower today, still below the 7% mark. We're talking about the Mortgage News Daily rates. Mortgage News Daily is reporting average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.82%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.04%. I bring this to your attention because buying a home may not be as common as it was just a few decades ago. Lauren Simonetti has the latest.
Homes are increasingly unaffordable. Realtor.com says families need to spend nearly 45% of their income to afford a home in most cities across the country. That's considerably more than the recommended allocation of 30%. Only three cities out of 50 measured meet that target: Pittsburgh, Detroit, and St. Louis. And in Los Angeles, housing costs more than the average person makes. It's not just high home prices keeping potential buyers on the sidelines, but also high mortgage rates, as Fed Chair Jay Powell doubles down on his wait-and-see approach to cutting interest rates. In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox Business.
And about 2 million Americans are at risk of getting their wages garnished due to unpaid student loans. TransUnion reports 6 million borrowers are classified as newly delinquent as of April, meaning a borrower is 90 days behind on their payments. About a third of those newly delinquents could enter default as soon as July.
Ouch. Could hurt.
Yeah, not nice.
Okay, the UK's buying at least a dozen U.S.-made fighter jets ready to carry American nuclear weapons. Jonathan Savage has more from London this afternoon.
The British government says the purchase of 12 A-variant F-35s is the most significant upgrade to the UK's nuclear deterrent in a generation. This new squadron of fighter jets will join a NATO mission that can be armed with American nuclear weapons. At the moment, the UK's capability comes from four nuclear-armed submarines. The plan is to purchase a total of 138 F-35s, but most will be armed conventionally. Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands are among a small number of other NATO members who can carry US-provided nuclear weapons in a war. In The Hague, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And a DoorDash executive among eight people dead in a boating accident on Lake Tahoe. He has been identified as 37-year-old Joshua Pickles. The boat capsized last Saturday near the city of South Lake Tahoe, California, after a warm and sunny day gave way to sudden thunderstorms and strong winds. Two of the people thrown into the lake were rescued and survived.
Yeah, a rough story there. McDonald's dealing with a boycott shared by a grassroots advocacy organization. CJ Papa has more.
They're not loving it. The People's Union USA begins a seven-day economic blackout at McDonald's, calling on the public to stay away from the fast food giant through June 30th. The group is upset over what they say is the company's recent rollback of diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives and other corporate practices. But the home of Ronald McDonald is pushing back, saying, "We welcome honest dialogue with the communities we serve and are disappointed to see these misleading claims that distort our values and misrepresent our actions." In January, McDonald's emphasized inclusion as one of its core values while announcing changes to its diversity initiatives following President Trump's executive orders dismantling federal DEI programs. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All right, President of the Teamsters Union is telling Congress not to back a proposal that delays regulating artificial intelligence. Fox's Grinnell Scott in this afternoon has more for us.
International Brotherhood of Teamsters President Sean O'Brien called a proposal being considered on Capitol Hill to keep states from regulating AI for 10 years a disaster. In a statement, he said it denies citizens a chance to choose how to rein in the emerging technology, and it also threatens communities with it becoming more common in autonomous vehicles, worker surveillance, and monitoring. Supporters of the regulatory delay in Congress say the provision will let small AI companies avoid differences in laws from state to state. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Knocking on the door, 4:52 here. We'll take one final break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A little bit of Rod Stewart for you this afternoon. 4:45 on News Radio 92.3. Not 4:45, but 4:55. Where am I going here?
The time's just flying by when you're having fun, Chris.
Absolutely. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Yes, looking at the roads here. Do have some backup still on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87. There was an accident reported there earlier this hour. Same can be said with I-10. This is now affecting both the east and westbound directions. This is going to be as you are passing Pine Forest Road heading towards Highway 29 or vice versa. There was an accident reported in that area earlier, and it is just a nightmare around there. Also have some increased congestion at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 83 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Tomorrow, going to see those rainfall chances linger for your Thursday, where the high will be 93 with a low, once again, of 76.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, 456, News Radio 92.3. We get some strange stories through here, and this is one I want to share with you. They're trying to implement a nudity ordinance in Vermont. Burlington, Vermont is trying to draw the line between free expression and full exposure.
That's
Matt
fair.
Murphy tries to have an explanation for us.
The city council has backed a new ordinance aimed at cracking down on so-called nuisance nudity in downtown Burlington. While Vermont law doesn't ban public nudity outright, Burlington leaders say they've been hearing from an increasing number of local businesses and residents about incidents of indecent exposure near schools and busy areas. The new rule is meant to give police more authority without trampling on First Amendment rights. A city committee will now draft the final language before a vote takes place. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Well, a social media influencer facing legal trouble in Texas after allegedly threatening podcaster Joe Rogan. According to Travis County jail records, the Austin Police Department have arrested Brian Johnson, known online as the social media influencer Liver King. Johnson faces one charge of terroristic threat, which is a Class B misdemeanor. The influencer had been sharing posts on social media challenging Rogan to a fight.
I wonder who gave him that name. Hey, he walks into a room and, hey, Mr. Liver King.
He's like some ripped guy who like was eating raw liver. I don't
know.
He's a weirdo.
Have at it. This is something really, and it's not even fall yet. Usually in fall, what do we have? We usually hear from Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Against our will, yes.
Absolutely. You get besieged. It's starting already. This is just June. A Nashville charity event got a very high-profile surprise. Here's Michelle Polino.
Taylor Swift made a surprise return to the stage Tuesday night in Nashville, grabbing a guitar and delivering a surprise performance at Brooklyn Bowl. It happened during the Tight Ends and Friends charity show, part of Tight End University, where her boyfriend Travis Kelce was co-hosting. Scheduled performer Kane Brown brought her on stage, handing over the spotlight to Swift, who egged on the crowd.
We were thinking, like, how loud could this place get?
And that set off the gathering of 1,200 as they lit up social media with footage of her playing her hit, Shake It Off. The event marked her first live performance since wrapping the Eras Tour 6 months ago. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the 40th edition of the iconic Air Jordan shoe will release next month. Jordan Brand unveiled the next edition of Michael Jordan's signature line on Wednesday. The shoe's design takes inspiration from some of the line's most popular models, including the Air Jordan 3 and Air Jordan 5. The first colorway of the Air Jordan 40 will go on sale July 12th for $200.
Very concerning story here. AI could soon run its own robots. Even Brown has the report for us on News Radio 92.3.
Google DeepMind now has an artificial intelligence designed to run on a robot. Not simply run a robot, but be installed to the robot. It's called Gemini Robotics on Device, and it can control a robot's movement in order to perform automated and autonomous tasks. When installed on a type of two-arm device from Franka Robotics, it was able to handle objects and tackle tasks it had previously not been trained to do, like assembling things. Google says having the AI installed directly to the robot helps to decrease the lag time between command and execution. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, a famous piece of 80s movie clothing bringing in big bucks on the auction block. The brown patterned vest worn by actor Matthew Broderick as the title character in 1986's Ferris Bueller's Day Off went for nearly $280,000 yesterday. That's still less than what Sotheby's New York predicted, with earlier estimates expecting between $300,000 and $600,000.
Okay, the 12th Avenue Tree Tunnel, it's an area between Fairfield Drive and Barcia Drive, will be closed to through traffic for 40 days. They'll be starting this on July 7th. Vehicles will have to take a detour via 11th Avenue over to Barcia. The road closure will allow crews to install larger drainage systems as part of a Fairfield Drive drainage improvement project. So there you go. I love that section of town. Just absolutely beautiful. Hope you're having a great afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3. Austin and I will be back in about 12 minutes. Hold on.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.